Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Murder at the Foul Line, edited by Otto Penzler, performed by Dick Hill and Angela Daw. In affectionate memory of Evan Hunter and for his wife, Dragica, with thanks for making my friend so happy. Introduction, Otto Penzler. Basketball was a little different when I was growing up, which is just before James Naismith reputedly invented the game in 1891. First, most of the players were white. I don't know if they could jump, but I do know they didn't jump. Dunking was something you did with a donut and a cup of coffee. There was such a thing as a two-handed set shot. I'm not making this up. Hook shots were common, and soon some of the better players developed a jump shot. Foul shots were frequently taken underhanded, with two hands guiding the ball toward the hoop. Eventually, to help speed the game up, the 24-second clock was invented. Second, players actually played by the rules, mainly because the referees called fouls and other violations. Traveling, for example, was called if a player carried the ball for two steps. Today, it's called only if he carries the ball to another city. Basketball was described accurately back in the Dark Ages as a non-contact sport. If you bumped into a player, you were called for a foul. Today, the foul is called only if you hit someone repeatedly, generally with a blunt instrument. Also, players seemed tall, but human. Today, the guys who used to be the big forward, now known as the power forward,